I couldn't stay at home. It was driving me mad. So it was a good excuse to get out of the house, really, and to an excuse to get dressed. It sparks conversation. I think it's what was brilliant about it, and a side effect that I didn't think would actually happen, was it prompted the old people to think about what their life was like in the 20s and the 30s, and bringing up their children, and how different it is between this generation and that generation. So when you're breastfeeding mum, a 1920s mum would always have something called groats. Well, I think they had it tougher, actually. A lot tougher, because they didn't have washing machines, they didn't have cheap clothes for us to just throw away if they're dirty. I learned a lot. I also think it's great that some of the elderly people are in wheelchairs, and for them to grow up and not see that as a boundary, I think is really brilliant. It's not just grandparents, it's great-grandparents, because these people are often in their 80s, 90s, mid to late 90s, actually very common at the Guild at the moment. And so it's also learning how to behave around different generations that expect different things. So all the older men will shake my son's hand when he comes into the room and things like that. So, yeah, they've definitely learned a lot. You don't need to give much time, I think, is the most important thing. I give 2 hours because that's what suits me with the children and their school routine and my work. But you could give an hour, you could do it in the morning or in an evening. There are a lot of people in Wimbledon who don't leave their home, so they need the Guild need people to volunteer, even if it's just an hour a week, to pop along to see the same person, have a conversation. And I think the main thing is you get just as much out of it as they get out of it.